Don't want to do that? I ain't right, that's for sure. Howdy. Howdy y'all doing this morning? Isn't it good to be in God's house this morning? You know I ain't going to let you get by with it. Isn't it great to be in God's house this morning? Would y'all rather be in jail? I mean, seriously, it's good to be in God's house. You know, how many of y'all have ever been on a roundup? However many of you know, a roundup where you pen steers, you pen cows, calves, and you moved them. Anybody? Everybody? Yeah, I can see a lot of hands up. Well, you know, this goes on in ranches all over the United States and over the world. But here in Texas, it could go in here in the west. It can go in the northwest. It doesn't really matter. It always seems to go about the same way. The day starts out like this. It's dark. The cowboy starts looking for his horse. It might be in the pasture. It might be in a stall. It might be in his trailer. Who knows? But he starts out, but he usually ends up saddling his horse in the dark. How many of y'all have ever had to saddle one in the dark where you just flat couldn't see? You just can't see. In the old days, they would usually saddle their horse from the light of the campfire. The cook would already have started breakfast that morning. And they could see just a little flickers enough to where that they could tell that they had it on just right without just feeling it. Or they'd use a match to light it up to where that they could see. They would get everything ready. They'd start looking at their tack the best that they could. They'd check the rope to make sure it didn't have any frays or any breaks in it. They'd attach it to the saddle, and they'd stick their foot in the stirrup, and they'd climb up and mount up. And the next thing that they would do is they would go hunt up the trail boss, the man, whoever's running the show. They would go to him, and they would start out by him telling them what he wanted them to do, where, and how the day was actually going to run. Because, you see, the trail boss, he is the boss, and he knows everything that there is to know about what they're getting ready to take care of because they're his cattle. It's his responsibility. And he passed on to each man. He'd look at each man and he'd say, "This is what I need you to do." And every man that is there has been bought with a price. And the price is his daily wage. He's getting paid a daily wage. That cowboy is riding for the brand of the boss. If he's an honest man, he's hardworking and he doesn't shirk his duty. He actually puts his body into harm's way to work the cows, to do the job that he's being paid to do. He knows that if he doesn't do his job, that somebody is going to have to come up behind him and do the job that he was supposed to do. And it takes all hands because, you see, when they start out, there's a lot of branding, a lot of catching, a lot of roping, a lot of doctoring, constantly keeping their eyes in the bushes looking for danger, constantly looking for cattle that are in distress or in need of doctoring. Maybe they find them that are weak, too weak to move, so they cut them out. And they set them aside so that they can care for them and take care of them until they can rejoin the herd. They spend their days and nights trying to keep the cattle together. At nighttime, they sing to them. They do whatever they can to ease their fears so that they'll bed down and go to sleep. Because the slightest problem can cause them to rear up and take off and stampede. This is the life of a cowboy. In Revelations 3, 15 through 16, that's Revelations 3, 15 through 16, Jesus tells of the church members in a town called Laodicea these words. He says, "I know all the things you do, that you're neither hot or cold. I wish you were one or the other, but since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." Man, that is harsh words, isn't it? The water that he's talking about, as he's talking to the folks here in Laodicea, know about water, and they know about putrid water, because the water that they receive comes in through these aqueducts, and they're real old. And as this water comes through there, it comes through all kinds of junk. And when visitors come to that town and they lift that water up and they can smell it, and when they take a sip of it, they automatically spit it out of their mouths because it tastes horrible. This is the scene of what Jesus is talking about. He knew that the Laodiceans would understand what he meant by almost throwing them up out of his mouth, throwing that water out of his mouth. I told you about the cowboy that rides for the brand, that puts himself on the line, that does his job, doesn't shirk his duty, doesn't allow someone else to do it, doesn't stand by and watch someone else do his job because he's been paid. There's another cowboy that can be in that scene. Another cowboy that also has gone before the trail boss and received his orders. This cowboy received the same pay. Yet this cowboy does his job a little different. He watches as other guys do the work. He hides in the bushes and goes and lets things go by. He sees a steer bust out. He doesn't go after it. He says, well, somebody will get it. And sure enough, someone sees it and brings it back in. He doesn't do his job. He never puts his life on the line. Only when he feels like it, only when it's convenient to him, will he actually do his job. But he's being paid exactly the same as the guy that works the full time from daylight to dark. He watches intently a lot of times as others do the job for him. There's another man that kind of sits there and he's watching from afar. He might be on a fence and he's just watching. He's not being paid, but he can see what's going on. All the cattle are being caught. He's not being paid, but he sees what's happening in the herd. What Jesus is talking about here is those of us Christians, we are all bought with a price. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you were bought with a price, and the price was his life, the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Now, there's some of us that go and we do everything we can to serve the Lord. We work hard. We put our lives on the line. We put ourselves in harm's way. We put ourselves in situations where we'll be ridiculed, where we'll be laughed at. People will talk about us, say we're crazy, but we do it because we're riding for the brand of Jesus Christ. Amen? The same Christian Jesus talks about is another one that he accepts the same price. He accepts his shed blood, but yet he just conveniently lets others do the work for him. He idly sits by and watches strays, folks leave, and doesn't do anything or say anything because he thinks that someone else will go and do it and bring them back in. When he has the opportunity to tell someone about Jesus, he doesn't do it. He says someone else will tell him because that's more qualified than I am. He has an opportunity to feed someone who is hungry, and he watches as the person is starving to death but yet won't fix a meal. You see, Jesus is talking about the church. He is talking about the ones that have received his shed blood. He says, I can't stand either. I want you to be hot or cold. It's almost like he's saying, I want you to be saved or lost. But if you're one of those that's in the middle that has received me and you're not doing what I've asked you to do, what I've led you to do, what I've taught you to do, he said, I want to spit you out of my mouth. Jesus is our trail boss, and we ride for his brand. We can only do it one of two ways. We either put our whole self into it. When things get tough, we just keep on going. We keep pressing onward and going through in doing what Christ asks us to do? Or we sit back and we watch others do it for us? Those that boldly go, those that are constantly putting themselves up to ridicule, to be laughed at, to say, man, that guy's a Christian. You know, he don't go and do the things that he used to do. You know, he thinks he's better than us. How many of you have ever heard that? I know I have. When you try to live a life for Christ, there's a price to be paid. You can either shirk it, shirk your duty and say, you know, I'm just not up to the challenge. I really don't want to put myself out there to be hurt. Or you can be one of those that boldly say, he died for me. At least think, the least I can do is to serve him and to tell others. He's not asking us to lay down our life. He's just asking you to use your life for him, to tell others what you've got. It's kind of like having this prize, this gift that is given to you. And he says, you can have this gift, but I want you to share it. And you go, you just hunker down and you just cover it up. And you go, you know, I'm not going to share it. I'm not going to tell others about Jesus. How selfish are we? For whatever reason that we don't go and tell others about Jesus, he's saying, I want to spit you out of my mouth. You know, when we sign up to ride for Jesus, we accepted the blood. We accepted eternal life as our payment. We said that we want to go and we want to go tell others. And we follow his lead in everything that we do and everything that we say. Or we let others do it for us. This trail drive that we're on is the Christian life. And it goes on 24/7. The Christian walk never sleeps. It's constantly moving forward, whether you're a part of it or not. I read a scripture one time where God said that if no one would speak for him, he would cause the rocks to speak and to praise him. I feel like we're more capable than rocks, most of us, don't you think? Most of us can open up our mouth and say, you know what, Jesus died for me and he loves you. Even if you just tell them that he loves them and he wants something for them, a whole lot better than what they have already. And he wants to give them a free gift. The thing is, it's never too late to start doing the right thing, is it? It's never too late. It's never too late to say, well, I can at least do that. I can at least tell them that Jesus loves me. You know, the trail boss doesn't ask for a lot as far as Jesus is concerned. He says, when the load gets too heavy, y'all, he said, just give it to me and I'll carry it for you. And all he asks for us is to share what he's done for us. Share it with others. Are you willing to do it this morning? Are you willing to tell others about Jesus? But are you more willing to sit and watch others tell others about Jesus? And just sit idly by and not lift up the cause of Christ. You know, as pastor, I sometimes forget. I forget that I'm a pastor. I forget that I'm a preacher. I do. I forget. And I get around guys that that don't go to church. And my old nature flares up. Anybody have that trouble? You know, you want to be accepted in the group. Believe me, I understand, because I want to be accepted. When I'm working with cowboys, I want to be known as one that can do the job. I want to be known to be the one that's fearless, that'll go out and do it, that I'm not afraid, that I don't put myself on the line for the person I'm working for. But sometimes fear grips you, doesn't it? It's that split second. You either pick the reins up and you go, or you sit on your butt and watch somebody else do it. I'm human, and I make mistakes. We're all human. But it's time that we stopped doing what this other cowboy's doing, sitting on his butt and not doing his job. Because the other guys, they get tired, don't they? The guys that are having to carry the load for you, there's enough work for everybody to do something. Jesus says, I just want you to do something. Besides sitting in a chair on Sunday morning, I want you to do something for me. Tell others. Because time is at end. We are living on borrowed time as far as I'm concerned. Because the Lord is coming back. And he's coming back soon. And I said this last Sunday, if you knew for sure that Jesus was coming back tomorrow, what would you do today? Would you tell somebody that he loved them? Or would you go home and kick back in your chair and turn the TV on? You might even go home and saddle up and go for a ride. Whatever you do, are you doing it for the Lord? Are you going to take the opportunity to tell someone about Christ this week? That's all he's asking, is tell someone that Jesus loves them and that you love them and that you care about them. Amen? Let's pray. Father, it's so important that we realize, God, that we serve a risen Lord. We don't serve a dead man. We serve someone, Lord, who has went to the grave and has rose up with power, unlimited power, Lord, to love and to save this world. Lord, we are your ambassadors. I pray that we would represent you as we go through our daily walk. Wherever trail we go down, Lord, I pray that we take you with us, that we tell others about how you've taken care of us and how you love us, and how he wants to love them and take care of them. There's lots of folks that are hurting out there in this world, Lord, that need to be saved, that need salvation, that need eternal life, because they're going to hell, Lord. And we could be the only person that could talk to that person and tell them about Jesus. They may not listen to anybody else but to us. And I pray that we would have the courage, Lord, to tell others about how much you loved us and how you died for us and you want to do it for them. Help us, Lord, as we go through this week, Lord, that we would represent you in everything that we say and do, that you empower us, that you fill us full of love and grace and compassion, that we would forgive others, not hold a wrong or fault against anyone, that we would show your love the way you do us, Lord, the way you give it to us. If there's anyone here, Lord, that doesn't know you, I pray, Father, that they would receive Christ this morning before they leave. If there's someone here, Lord, that hasn't been serving you, I pray that their heart's been stirred, Lord, to serve you and not to sit by and watch the world go to hell. We just love you, Jesus, and we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name and in his power of his blood, we pray. Amen. It's good to be in God's house this morning. Now, if you're visiting with us this morning, I want to say welcome. My voice is gone. For some reason, I don't know where it went, but it got up and went, it's gone. So I can't talk. You're just going to have to, if you can't hear me, whether you need to listen up and get a little closer. But if you're here this morning and you're looking for a church home, I pray that you would consider Common Ground Cowboy Church. This church is full of people that love each other and they love this community. We just need to be sure we're on the side of the ones that's going out and doing the job. Amen? Amen. Y'all have a blessed week. I pray that wherever you go, that God uses you this week Because the Holy Spirit will take, it'll be a small voice that you'll hear when you get in a situation. And that small voice will tell you to do something. It may be to give them a dollar or two, to give them a meal, to give them a ride, to just to speak a word of encouragement, to tell them that someone loves them and someone cares about them, someone that's been gone and hadn't been around, let them know that you missed them. These are things that Jesus is talking about. Serve in me. Tell them how much I love them. Have a great week. God bless y'all.